Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. April Jasper Show. I have with me today Jerry Ewalt, the Commercial Vice President of Novoxyl. Jerry, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
So everybody's probably wondering already, what is Novoxyl and what is this amazing piece of technology sitting between us?
Yes.
So tell us about it.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to do that. So Novoxyl is the parent company, and this device here is the Tixel. Tixel is not radiation. It's not a laser. It's not IPL. It's nothing like that. It uses TMA, which stands for thermomechanical action. And it's totally different technology. And the way the technology works we heat up, I'll pull it out. So this is the tip of the device. The tip of the device is heated up to 400 degrees Celsius. Now 400 degrees Celsius is, for us Americans, right? It's 750 degrees Fahrenheit. It's really, really hot, right? So people always get freaked out when I tell them it's 400 degrees Celsius when they do the math and they figure out 750. That's hotter than most ovens. And so the idea behind this is it uses heat and pressure to fractionally resurface the skin. What is that? It's a fancy way of saying we want to rejuvenate skin. That's what the device was built for, is to rejuvenate skin. And what rejuvenation means is it basically is telling the body to heal itself.
I love it.
Basically what it does.
So show me.
Yeah. So you're brave. So you're ready. You know this device. So you're ready to go right in.
Well, I have it in the office.
So this is how it works. It's heat and pressure. So we just applied one pulse to you. How did it feel?
Like nothing. I mean, you can tell there's something there, but it really, there's no pain involved. There's no discomfort. And once you've had it done the first time, patients tell me, Jerry, that the first time is different because they didn't know what to expect. You say heat and pressure and they don't know what that means.
Right.
So I always demonstrate on their hand. And then as we get started, and I don't use any anesthetic. So when we're doing the areas mm-hmm. around the eyes, no anesthetic is used in my office. And, you know, I started out using anesthetic and found I didn't need to.
Yeah.
Patients are fine. The second time they come in for their second treatment, they're just like, this is great. Let's just do it.
Yep.
And I actually give them a little fan to hold because I think that's fun. It distracts them.
Distracts them, yes.
But anyway, keep on going. So you started out telling us heat and pressure.
And pressure, yes. That's what this device does. It's so simple, but I always tell people it's like a biohack, right? So what we're doing is we're applying just enough, it's extreme heat, but in such a controlled manner that you barely feel it. We just did it on you, but the body recognizes something just happened.
Yep.
It says, you just traumatized me. You may not feel it. You may not notice it, but the body does. And it triggers a whole biochemical cascade to go and heal itself.
I love it.
Yeah.
So when I tell patients that, Jerry, I tell them, when you feel a little bit of tightening, so that's what they most often
yes.
will tell me after a treatment is I feel a little bit of tightening of my skin. Their eyes already feel better. They always
yes.
tell me that they feel less dry. And so when I tell them, when you feel that, that's a good thing. That
yeah.
means your skin is rejuvenating itself.
That's right. Yeah. So this was founded in the aesthetic world, right? So the aesthetic market, skin rejuvenation, fractional skin resurfacing and rejuvenation. And so what the beauty of this technology is, it allows you to heal the skin, to tighten the skin, to create collagen, to firm things up without the downtime, right?
Yeah.
So if anyone's gotten any aesthetic procedure at any point with lasers or intense pulse light, you know, there could be some downtime depending on what technique you're using and what technology. You can get bleeding and oozing and it could take a week to heal and all that kind of stuff. You don't get that with Tixel.
Nope.
It's just enough to be able to, it's triggering the body
right.
to heal itself. And it's not a Band-Aid. It actually does, it makes the body do what it's intended to do. And that's where we started off with the aesthetic side. And because the technology is so safe and works so well on all skin types, again, you can be any skin type, dark skin, light skin. We were doing a lot of work around the eyes for aesthetic purposes. And we had patients come back to us and say, I don't know what you just did, but I don't need my eye drops anymore.
I love it. Isn't that the way things work, though?
Yeah.
Science is like that. If you're open to what other things can we use this technology for,
that's right.
it happens. So then what happened?
Yeah, so we were curious, right? So we weren't expecting that result. That wasn't something we were after. So we did a clinical trial, FDA clinical trial, and sure enough, it turned out that this does an extremely a great job. This is the Tixali. So this one's for dry eye, right? So this one treats MGD, and it does a fantastic job. And the beauty of this, again, is it's not a Band-Aid. You are actually getting right. the body to restore what it's supposed to do naturally.
That's right. I've had several patients now. Several is probably not the word I should use. I've had many, many patients that we have gone through this process with, and they are so excited. But here's the funny thing. They're very happy about the fact that their dry eye is not an issue, but yeah. they're even more excited about the fact that they had some loveliness occur around their eyes that may not have been the original reason they
youthful
even did
eyes,
this.
Eyes, yes. Turning back that. The clock. I like it.
Gravity happens to us, Jerry. You just wait.
So the business guy in me, the businessman in me is I always look at this and I say, wow, the market is massive. Dry eye. We got almost 1 in 4 people have dry eye suffering yeah. in the U.S. So you can look at numbers anywhere between 60 to 90 million people have dry eye. So I'm looking at this. I'm going, this is amazing. This device is it is doing a really good job of alleviating those symptoms and yeah. kind of restoring back the function of the eyelids and what they're supposed to do. However, whenever I talk about it, people start drifting and they go, but tell me more about the aesthetic purposes and how it makes your eyes look better and things like that. So I do find that funny, but I understand, but it does a fantastic job on both fronts.
So tell me about, go back to the original days. There are eye doctors out there that have come to me, Jerry, and said, we know you have this technology in your practice. Is it something, I mean, where did it come from, number one, and yeah. why did we not know about it?
That's right.
And I think the other question is, so where did it come from? We've talked about it a little bit, but maybe you can dive into that a little bit more. And then the second question they have is, well, how does it work? And what do we do? And how do we incorporate it into our practice?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's probably a multifaceted answer to it. Like I said, it was unknown. It was discovered by mistake in terms of how it treats dry eye.
Right.
It was designed for fractional resurfacing of the skin. That was done on purpose. We were looking for a way to be able to rejuvenate the skin without the downtime. Right. I just see those horror pictures of people, you know, right. oozing and bleeding and the pain they go through. So this was designed to minimize the discomfort, but give you those looks and the aesthetic that
results.
You're looking for,
sure.
the results that you're looking for. Exactly. So that's where it was, it came from. And then as we discovered it, it was a big eye opener. What makes it so great for dry eye though, right? Is because, and you have a lot of experience doing dry eye, especially, from what I've seen, there's a lot of different techniques to treat dry eye. The easy yeah. one is the eye drops, right? But again, you're putting a Band-Aid on it, right? You're alleviating symptoms. You're masking symptoms.
Right.
You're not curing it. And I'm not claiming this is curing dry eye, but we want to address the symptoms yeah. Head on.
Yep.
And so what makes this so great is it does that in an effective way, minimal discomfort, downtime in a 2-minute procedure, right?
I
so
love
it's
that.
Really quick.
It is. And the handle is very lightweight. So I don't know its actual weight, but I can tell you it's like having nothing in your hand. It's that incredible. And so that helps. So
yeah.
lightweight handle. Fast procedure. The longest part of it, honestly, is signing the consent form and having a conversation about it. But I love that part because I love being able to hear from my patients what their concerns are. Mm-hmm. I love being able to share with them how much of a difference it's going to make and giving them yeah. one more thing that we could do to bring hope to them that we can make a difference in their dry yes. eye disease that's caused by meibomian gland dysfunction. So,
yeah.
It's been incredible for that. The one thing too, let's go back to how is it different from other technologies? Anything on that?
Yeah. So I've spent 25 years at least. I know I'm starting to age myself a little bit here, but in the medical device world, different cardiology, radiology, in vision space, things like that. I've never come across a product like this that addresses the market in so many ways. So in healthcare, we typically look at 4 things. We call it the quadruple aim. Right. So we look at if you're going to introduce a new device into the marketplace, does it give you the outcomes you're looking for? Right. So is it fixing whatever problem that someone has, curing cancer, whatever it might be? So are the outcomes good? The second one is, what is the patient experience? Mm-hmm. So you may cure cancer, but you lose an arm in the process.
Not good.
That's probably Maybe. Not good. You're happy you're still alive, but you lost your arm. Right.
Right.
So what is the patient experience? what is the operator experience? You already mentioned the lightweight and things like that. If you have a procedure that takes hours and you're holding heavy equipment, you're getting fatigued, there's room for error and mistakes. Yeah. That's not good either. So what is the operator experience? And then what is the ROI? What is the cost impact to the system? This system, what separates this is we nail all four of those categories, right? Yeah. So when we talk about outcomes, we have a clinical trial with the FDA clearance that shows how great this technology is and how well it works for many people, right? So we're not going to say every single person's dry eye will get better, and you have a lot of experience with this, but we're seeing, we like to see, say, the literature saying about 80% of MGD comes, of dry eye comes from MGD. And this is cleared for MGD. So we're addressing almost the entire market for dry eye with this. It works on all skin types. So there's a lot of technology out there that may not work. Like IPL, for example, you cannot use it on dark skin.
Right.
And you're not supposed to go to the upper eyelids with that as well. There's some safety issues there. I know many doctors do, but it's contraindicated for that. This device, all safe for all skin types. You go do both upper and lower eyelids in a 2-minute procedure.
Yep. It's incredible. What about adverse events?
Yeah. So we don't have any on record, right? I'm not. So obviously we got to be careful. It's a lot of heat, right? The way that the system is set up, it's controlled. If this becomes uncalibrated in any way, it shuts off. So we don't have any burns or anything like that that's happening as a result. It's very controlled. The way to explain it, right, is like a candle. So if you have a candle lit and you just move your finger across that candle really quickly, you're not going to feel it. But if you leave your finger on it, you're going to burn, right? So this is kind of the same concept. It passes so quickly that you barely feel it, and it's controlled to the point where you're not going to burn someone.
So the pressure, you talked earlier, and I want to make sure we hit those 4 points.
Yes.
So we'll come back to that. But you say heat and pressure.
Yeah.
I always worry that when folks hear that, they're going to think that means I'm pushing down with this device, which I'm not.
Right. So as we showed, you let the device do the work. I'm going to lose the audio if I do. But you let the device do the work. You just rest it there, and then you pull the trigger. It's hitting the skin in milliseconds, right? So that high heat, that 750 degrees Fahrenheit, hits the skin very fast. The other thing to know, it's not a block. It's tiny, blunt pyramid. So it doesn't penetrate the skin. It touches the skin.
Right.
It gently hits the skin, but with enough pressure to be able to cause that biochemical reaction in the cascade to heal itself. You don't
they
even
see
a mark on
there. There's not even a mark on my hand.
So let's talk about, we talked about the quadruple aim.
Yes.
Let's talk about the outcomes. So the outcomes, to your point, heat and pressure. I always tell people it has two mechanisms of action for a dry eye. The first one is what everyone kind of associates this with is heat and pressure, right? Think of LipiFlow, right? When that came on the market years ago. That is using heat and pressure to massage the glands and excrete the oils. That's what it's doing. So this does the same thing only in 2 minutes. That's the heat and pressure. It's enough heat and enough pressure to melt the meibum and express those glands. We don't have to also do manual expression with it. We allow the eye. So everything we do here, we let the eye do what it's meant to do. So when you first do the treatment, you're going to get an immediate relief because you're putting enough heat and pressure to melt. And then your eyes are going to feel a little stingy. Feels like a little bit of like a sunburn around your eyes. You're going to start tearing up and you'll start blinking and you'll start expressing on your own. So no manual expression needed. That's the first step. You do a 2-minute procedure, wait 2 weeks, do another 2-minute procedure, and then wait another 2 weeks for another 2-minute procedure. So in a matter of a month, you will be done with the treatments. You will feel immediate relief. But what's really separates this device from anything else is the benefit you get does not stop after that first month.
Right.
It actually continues to improve. What the data shows, up to 2 months out, you continue to get better and better TBUD, OSDI scores, things like that. Why is that? It's because the system is causing your body to rejuvenate around the eyes.
Yeah.
So your blink is stronger, things are tighter, everything's working the way it's supposed to, and that's why you get the maximum benefit 2 months after the last treatment.
I love it. And that's kind of my experience personally. So obviously, we doctors, this is what we do. We like to be the very first patient. So my treatment, I felt a difference right away.
Yeah.
But I definitely continued to notice a difference as the days went by, which was really reassuring. And for patients to know that, that makes a lot of sense. And they yeah. love that too. So what about the aesthetic benefits? Is it the same?
Back to the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I did it just like you guys.
Yeah. So there is another machine. This is the Tixel Eye. This one is cleared for dry eye, right? So we have another aesthetic device. It's a Tixel 2 or a Tixel C that has a bunch of different settings. So one of the beauties, again, we go back to the quadruple aim. This is super fast, 2 minutes. There's one setting. You turn it on, you turn it off, and you go. That's it. With the aesthetic version, there's multiple settings that change the amount of time this piston will strike the skin and how far it penetrates. It never penetrates the skin. I want to make that clear. How far it pushes. I should have said pushes.
Right.
So those two different settings will give you different results depending on what you're after. You know, there's active acne, there's skin, fine lines, wrinkles, tightening. There's all kinds of different things that you can do with the aesthetic version.
Right. I think my favorite, how do you have a favorite? Everything it does is good. But what patients seem to really, really want to have taken away are any of those areas of, how do we call it? We'll just call it lid bags. I mean, it is what it is.
Lids, festoons. Yeah, you name it, right?
Yeah, droopy eyelids. I mean, you're seeing this. So the very first offices that had Tixel, not Tixel Eye, but the original Tixel in the U.S., they were plastic surgeons?
Yes. A lot of plastic surgeons, dermatologists, and oculoplastics. Again, it's so safe around the eye that this is a preferred device to use around the eye.
And they use it on other parts of the body as
they
well,
do.
Right? For scars.
Scars, C-sections, you name it. Yeah, there's a lot.
So a lot of other things that it's used for, which is what has built its reputation.
That's right.
And then the side benefit they found was that dry eye seemed to be improving. And so you guys went back to the drawing board, got FDA approval. And it just been released in the last year. Is it 2025?
Yeah, it's about our year anniversary right now for the FDA clearance on Tixel Eye for dry eye. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That's exactly what all of us are looking for in our office is what is this one thing? And it's okay. I mean, I think, so let me back up. If there was one thing I could buy, I would buy Tixel Eye. But if you have another device, I don't feel like they're exclusive. I think that they are, I'm seeing in other practices that have multiple different technologies that they're able to use all of them in different ways. And so I always want to be, and maybe you can't say this as the company, but April will say, there's no reason you can't have multiple technologies. I just think you want to look at what is it that I want to accomplish? What is it I want to do? What is it that the patient's problem is and how can I best address that situation? Any thoughts on that mess of conversation I just
had?
There's
a couple things that come to mind. So the first thing is you're right. I've been told over and over and I understand this, that treating dry eye needs a toolkit approach.
Right.
And I think that makes a lot of sense. I guess my response to that would be, let this be your workhorse. Because it addresses
80%.
Roughly 80% of the market, maybe more. We're working on further studies on things like that. But let's just say 80% of the market, and it's a 2-minute treatment for all skin types. There's nobody that shouldn't have it done if you have dry eyes. So start with this. It's a 2-minute treatment. Start with that, and we can go to other devices if needed.
Well, I think of my son. So David and I, our son is 23, and he was on Accutane as a teenager. And has very dry eyes.
Yeah.
And he came to visit from college. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? We're going to drag you into the office. So we did his first treatment. He felt better right away. And then he happened to be in town for his second treatment when we were at a convention in Orlando. You guys were there.
That's right.
And I said, come on, you need your second treatment.
That's right.
So we're doing this treatment in the exhibit hall because it's that easy.
It's that easy. Yep.
And because it's that straightforward and no anesthetic. He just sat there. I have pictures of us doing his treatment, and he has seen a huge difference in how he feels. Yeah. And I was just thrilled to have something that was an option that would make a difference for him.
Well, this is the fun part, right? Of what you, and I know this is why you got into what you do right now is you want to help people.
Yeah.
And we are hearing doctor after doctor come back to us and saying, it's given me joy again. We live in a time where everyone's on, you know, using ChatGPT or whatever they use to kind of find out like what's wrong with me.
Right.
And then you get all this information and then they come in to your office and they'll say, I know what's wrong with me. Right. And then you got to work around that. Right. So what I'm getting at is it feels like a lot of patients are not as satisfied anymore with whatever treatment they get from any medical professional.
Right.
What I'm hearing with this is actually making enough difference where they come in and they go, oh, that worked. I want to do that again. Have you experienced that as well?
I have. So what happens is we go through those three treatments. Yeah. I tell them you're going to continue to feel better for the next 2 months. Let's make you an appointment for 3 months and let's see where we're at. They may never need another treatment that year. They may need just a treatment, one treatment, not even the full three series, but maybe just one treatment 1 year at a time. But what my patients are saying is, I want you to check me and I want to do this again, because they're also loving the aesthetic benefits that they have around the eye.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and it's cash pay. People aren't billing insurance for this. So that's important. We didn't talk about ROI.
Yes,
we better jump on that here in a second. But for our office, it's cash pay. I collect the fees as they do the treatments. And that's what I like, because I like to make sure that when they come in, they know what they're doing. I don't want to, everybody can do it their own way. And so I do have these conversations with doctors a lot. Do I bundle this? Do I add this to it or that to it? I like to create a system where they come in, they pay for the treatment, they pay for the next one. We have products that they can take home if they want, but they don't have to buy anything else.
Yes.
Anything they need is included in that day's treatment process. But the ROI is great. And I used to, Jerry, only do the treatments on a certain day. So everybody had to be scheduled on a certain day. What I found was that doesn't always work for people. They want to do it when they want to do it.
Yes.
And it's so fast and easy that I can just turn it on. It's in the other room. I leave seeing a patient. I mean, we just did an exam for a contact lens patient in room 3.
Yep.
I run over to room 4 and I could do a treatment. And if I don't want to do it, I can delegate it. So
yes,
talk ROI.
There's a lot there. Thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned the delegatable piece too. Before I forget, I just want to make sure this can be delegated. So you don't necessarily do the procedure yourself. You have a tech or someone in the staff do it, correct?
No, we do both ways,
but
I like it.
So you like doing it, yes.
I like actually doing the procedure because I get to talk to the patient and I get to walk through what is it we're doing, how are we doing this. So at least the first one I like to do, but that doesn't mean I always will. We'll see what the future holds.
Got it. So ROI, yeah, absolutely. So one piece of that could be delegating it and things like that because it's so easy to do. But you talk a lot about the five pillars of distinction, right, in optometry.
Yeah.
And so I think about the two pillars that this could represent, right, which would be aesthetics and dry eye. Just focusing on dry eye right now.
Yeah.
2-minute procedure, all skin types. There's no disposables. So when you think about, and it's cash-based, so you think about the revenue opportunity on something like that, it's quite amazing. We actually have a site up in upstate New York that does up to 50 patients a day, right?
Wow.
Think 2 minutes, right? 50 patients a day, 25% of the revenue coming into that practice now is from Tixel.
That's
right.
Incredible.
And that happened just this year. So that's how much this has grown. Again, it makes sense though, when you think of 1 in 4 people having dry eye. I actually think at some point we can get to a point where you come in for an eye exam, you just get your Tixel treatment right then and there, 2 minutes. Why not? If everyone's getting it and it's happening and you want to, or you just want to keep the meibomian glands healthy, why not just do a 2-minute treatment with your eye exam? So the ROI is extremely high. Again, no disposables on the device. So it's a 2-minute cash-based procedure.
I love it. It's easy to move around. You guys can probably see it's on this is the actual instrument here.
That's right.
This is just,
that's the cart. Yeah, you can put stuff in there and things like that. And but yeah, it makes it mobile and easy to access. Yeah.
And I do think, you know, this question's come up too, Jerry, from doctors. Should I, if I have multiple locations, can I just move it from one to the other? And the answer is probably yes. But why would you? Because you're going to find that there's so much of a demand.
That's right.
That you're better off having one in each location so that you can literally walk them across the hall, do a treatment, or roll the Tixel into the room.
Yes. And we have that. So a lot of people start off there with just give me one device. I'll move it from place to place. And it's easy to do that. You can do that. they realize they need one in each individual because they're using it so much and it just becomes a hassle to move it around. But yeah, you absolutely can start with that. We recommend that, right? It's kind of like, this sounds too good to be true. We'll start with one and you'll see it. And then before you know it, people are ordering more and more of them.
Yeah. So I think that as I think about the benefit of Tixl Eye for me, what's incredible to me is that now not only can I help people with dry eye that I've never been able to help before. So 80% of these patients, it's quick, it's easy. We still will be selling eye drops and hot compresses and lid scrubs. That's always going to be important. But this is a way that I can make a difference that I've never been able to before. And I think the other benefit is I love the fact that people that have hooding, they're having challenges with their eyelids. They don't have to suffer with it until they can afford to pay for a blepharoplasty. They don't have to put all this off. It's affordable. They can do a treatment like this. It's much less than surgery. And there's a lot of times that surgery is not covered by insurance anyway. So this is really good at bringing value to my patients and bringing something new into my practice that really helps to make a difference. And what are the, tell us again, your four...
The four
ROI.
Pieces. ROI is one, outcomes, patient experience, and then the operator experience.
To have a piece of technology that checks all those boxes is incredible.